The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On a Thursday morning that is very grim in Southern California, where it is, of course, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just hours ago, a shooting broke out in Thousand Oaks, California, at the Borderline Bar there. It's along the 101 freeway as you head from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara up through Ventura near Oxnard. It's close to many local colleges. And joining me on the phone is Tyler Spady, who was in the Borderline Bar when the shooting began hours ago. Tyler, first, I'm very, very grateful that you are okay. How you feeling?
Very shook up and just in a surreal state of mind. I mean, I've been going to this place for about 2 years now.
Well, Tyler, let's begin, and I'm very, very grateful that you're fine and your sister is fine. We know there are 11 victims. We do not know how many fatalities they are. We know the shooter is dead. Tell us a little bit about Borderline Bar, where it is and what it looks like on the inside.
Well, it's a country bar in Ventura County. Up by Thousand Oaks area, and it is laid out with a dance floor, and then on the other side there's a kitchen and a bar.
So, Tyler, the average age in there, what are you, about 22?
So tonight was college night, so there was anywhere from 18 years old to 26 years old.
Okay, and how old are you, Tyler?
I'm 23.
Okay, and your sister often goes to this bar with you as well, but she totaled the car earlier today, I'm told. So, to the grace of God and a fender bender, she's fine from that, and she wasn't at the bar.
Yes, thank goodness, too, because I'm not sure. I mean, if my sister was in there, it might have been different circumstances of me getting out. So I'm very thankful that she was at home, and prayers out to anyone who's affected.
So let's talk about how big Borderline is. Is it the size of a couple of living rooms? Is it the size of a fairly normal diner restaurant? How big would you say it is?
I would say that it's fairly big. It's got about the size of a diner restaurant. It's got a pretty large area for dancing and then hallways on each side.
And is it line dancing? Is it sort of country and western line dancing on country night or college night?
Yes. Country and line dancing, yes.
And so how many people were in there when you were there?
Thankfully, less than usually on the college nights. It was probably about 150 people.
Wow, that's actually quite a lot of people. So we got about 100 to 150 college kids and young adults in their flannel shirts. I've seen a lot of you dressed up. What were you wearing, Tyler?
I was wearing just normal clothes. I had a long sleeve flannel on and jeans and boots. So
they serve beer, I assume. They serve food. What happened, or what do you recall happening, and at what time did it begin, do you think?
So it was probably 12:30, and I was by the dance floor, and I was going over to meet up back up with my friends, and I started walking toward the bar where the shooter was, and as I was walking that way, I started hearing shots in front of me, and immediately I knew that it was a handgun. I looked up, and I saw him shooting in my direction. I turned around, and people around me were getting shot at, so I dove over a wall onto some tables and was kicked in the face and trampled on as people were trying to make their way out of the building. And then as I was out of the kitchen, I heard another round of shots. I think he had reloaded the clip at that point, and I thought he was maybe following us, but I wasn't sure. So I got a group of girls and started lifting them over a wall into a neighborhood, and we went house to house trying to get inside the house until once we were able to get inside, turn the lights off, and hide.
Well, A, quick thinking. Thank you for helping the young ladies. Are you certain it was a handgun and not a long gun?
I'm positive that it was a handgun. He was, as he pointed it at us, it was a handgun.
And so
probably
you are familiar with, you're familiar with weapons. I know that. And so when you first heard it shooting, you knew it was a high caliber weapon.
I knew it was a high caliber. I knew it wasn't an assault rifle, just because of the spacing between the shots. But it was semi-automatic, and it wasn't as loud as a rifle would have been.
All right. Now, did you get a look at the suspect?
Briefly, I immediately turned around as he pointed at me, but he was in all black. I didn't get a good look at his face. people say that he had a bandana over his face, but I was just more concentrated on getting out of the building.
Okay, let's not identify ethnicity unless you're absolutely certain of it. So are you absolutely certain of his ethnicity?
No, not at all. I know that he was in all black, and I know that once he pointed the gun at me, I was just thinking, I got to get out of here.
Okay, so again, how did you exit? Was there, if he's coming through the door, normally is it a one entrance, one exit sort of place?
So there are, I think there are exits through the kitchen. I know that people started to break the windows to get out. Where I was, he was by the front door, so I was not going to go that direction. I ran the opposite way toward the kitchen, and I was hoping there was doors there, but I'd never been through there before.
And so walk us through again, how did you get out?
So as I jumped over this little wall and onto some tables and started crawling toward the kitchen. And then once I heard him stop shooting and there was a calm, I took off toward the kitchen and started running out through there.
So, Tyler, in your mind, I've often wondered, and I've spoken to people at the Las Vegas shooting, I've spoken to others, did panic grip you, or did cold, calculating calm descend upon you, I've got to stay alive? What happened in your head?
It was like instinctual, where I just kind of shut down everything and said, once I heard the shots and saw him, I said, okay, well, here we go. We got to get out of here.
Did you see anyone shot?
There was a girl next to me that I think was, I'm not quite sure. I think she went down though.
And how many shots are you fairly certain you heard fired at a minimum?
More than five in each grouping.
Yeah. So we had at least 10 shots.
Yes.
Well, with 11 victims.
What was that?
There are 11 victims reported, so he must have reloaded again after you got out or whatever. When you got out and you began running over walls and helping girls over walls, so you exited the kitchen door out into the backyard. Which house did you get in? Who let you in?
So I got into a neighborhood and with these girls, and I started going house to house, and people were afraid to let us in because of the shooting, and they said, we're calling 911. And eventually I was able to get to this man's house who let us inside, and he was just he was very welcoming and helped us out. But it was in the neighborhood right across the street from Borderline.
Well, Tyler Spady, thank you for the kindness of strangers. I think, you know, I probably wouldn't answer the door if I hear a shooting in my neighborhood and someone comes knocking at my door. So whoever that individual is a saint. How did you get reunited? I know your mom and dad. How did you get reunited with your family? Do you have your cell phone with you?
So I have my cell phone, and I told them not to come because we were not sure if the suspect was still at large, and we were concerned that he might be going through the neighborhoods, and I was right at the neighborhood right next to there. So I had a friend who was at the bar with me. I have a lot of friends there, but at the bar with me, and his mother went and got him and then was able to come and get me from that neighborhood.
So Tyler Spady, how many people I mean, where do these kids come from? Who goes to the Borderline bar?
All around. I mean, there are kids from Camarillo, Newbury Park, Thousand Oaks, Westlake. It's kind of a community thing where a lot of these people are frequent people that come there very often on the Wednesdays on the college nights. And they're from the surrounding colleges, Cal Lutheran, Channel Islands, and Moore Park.
How many times have you been to the Borderline bar?
I would say probably 100 times.
And have you ever felt that it was a dangerous place?
Never once. I am just in utter shock.
Okay. Well, Tyler, I appreciate the firsthand reporting. I am so grateful to God you're okay, and tell your parents and your sister the same thing, but a lot of people aren't this morning. And do they have any security, by the way?
They do. They have a lot of bouncers, and they sometimes have police that come in and sit in.
Have you ever seen a fight in the Borderline bar?
I have, but they handle those pretty quickly, and they usually don't escalate.
And has anyone ever flashed a weapon at the Borderline bar before?
No.
Is it fair to say it's among the last places in the world you would have expected? You're familiar with handguns, again. Is it among the last places you would have ever expected it?
Yes, I would have never expected for this to happen. It's a very nice place, and I would say that this is just a shock to everyone tonight.
Well, we will continue to pray for the victims, for the families, and I'm very, very grateful that you were here. And Tyler, I'll replay this later so people can hear it. But thank you for your heroism, for your courage, and for the calm to call and tell people what it's like. Do you have advice for anyone who ever finds themselves in that situation?
Stay calm and collected and run away from the gunfire.
That's about as good an advice as you could possibly ask for. Tyler Spady, thank you. I hope other people in the media find you because you're very good at this, and I appreciate the detail. People are tuning in this morning, turning on their TV. We do not know how many people are injured, at least 11 people. We don't know how many are dead. It is said that the shooter is dead. We will bring you updates on this, and, of course, updates on President Trump's amazing press conference coming up as well.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.